your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
During the first segment, I should say segment number 5, which is the first segment on KER politics. We talked about potential funding, significant potential funding, which has been denied by CNN from the Soros folks for a lot of the elections that are going on right now, that have gone on to put people into power, specifically the election for the fellow in Manhattan who actually called for the prosecution of Trump.
Yeah, so here's what the New York Times, you know, not a right-wing paper, and the Rolling Stone are reporting, that in 2021, a group called Color of Change,
right.
Now that's an activist group that has been supporting a lot of these left-wing progressive prosecutors who have been focused on social justice rather than real justice, they endorsed Bragg.
Well, they did.
Soros gave Color of Change $1 million after the group endorsed Bragg, and the group, the Change of Color intended to use that money to help Bragg, and it looks like, according to Election Commission data, they spent over $500,000 supporting Bragg. So, along with other candidates that they believe would achieve their social justice policies. Now, this is happening around the country. So again, it's not a direct relationship, although apparently there is a direct relationship with some members of the Soros family donating to Bragg. But clearly, you're seeing a move with a lot of money in order to support these prosecutors. Is it directly George Soros? Indirectly, it definitely is George Soros. And directly, in some cases, it's George Soros and his programs. So, you know, attempting to deny that is very interesting. But when you go back to what happened with the O'Keefe Media Group, and I'll recommend everybody take a look at the videotape from Maryland this last week from James O'Keefe, the former the guy that opened up Project Veritas. He went on an investigation in Maryland, and he identified where Act Blue, one of these big network Democratic donor organizations, were actually getting donations from people, small donors, in the level of maybe 30 a day at $5 and $15, sometimes unbelievable amounts of money from people that never actually donated the money, and in some cases $180,000, $250,000 in one egregious case. And the people, James O'Keefe, actually talked to the individuals and they said, did you know donate this money? And they're saying, no, he would never. We don't have that kind of money, though they supported the policies. So what it looks like, what the evidence shows, is that Act Blue and Democratic large donors are attempting to hide big donor donations by splitting them up into very small amounts and then using regular donor names and addresses in order to launder that money into campaigns. That's the problem we're facing in America. And if the Federal Election Commission and the Department of Justice do not investigate it, we have lost control of our election system completely.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question. Colors of Change was mentioned this morning frequently on Fox for a number of causes. What I would like to know is, do they support only liberal causes, or are they pretty much supporting just kind of everything that they think makes sense?
Oh, no, this is a very progressive social justice organization.
Okay. So for woke policies, for example, they are 100% behind them. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
And they're instigating many of these programs. So it's a very progressive nonprofit.
Okay.
They call themselves a civil rights advocacy organization. But what they're doing is using their tools and the nonprofit operations in order to fund political change and agendas,
yeah.
Even though it's a nonprofit 501c3. Actually, it's a 501c4 that should be only partially involved in politics,
yeah.
Not all of their efforts. But we're seeing this over and over again. You've seen it with the Acorn Group under the Obama administration. You've seen it with ActBlue in this latest reporting. You've seen it in massive amounts of money that is flowing into campaigns that is being divvied up by some of these left-wing organizations. Southern Poverty Law Center, for example, where they're making accusations, and they're very progressive. Yeah. They're absolutely undermining the credibility in the system in order to have power, to using their money and influence to have power. And many major corporations are donating to these groups, like BLM, in order to influence or to avoid, actually to avoid being attacked by those same organizations.
Jimmy, I got a question for you. Is there anything at all that they have supported? Or let's even take it one step farther. Is there anything at all that the Soros family has supported that makes sense to you?
Look, I was back in the Republic of Georgia in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And he was very involved in funding efforts to shape democracy in different places to try to help in some of these former Soviet countries, Eastern Bloc countries. But for the most part, it appeared that what he was doing, as I learned more information and from an intelligence perspective, I can't go into details,
right,
but he's influencing efforts in order to achieve financial power and influence over those areas. And of course, we know that what he almost did is tank the British sterling, the currency there,
yeah,
in order to make a fortune. And I know for a fact he did it with other former East Bloc nations as they were integrating into Western economies in order to, because he made a lot of money trading currencies in order to influence,
sure,
and to influence markets in order to make a fortune. And then at that same time, he's been very involved in undermining different countries and different leaders over there based on his political agendas. So, way too much power, way too much influence. I don't know if anything has actually been in a positive light, but there is some potential for him to do. There was potential at one time where people thought he was doing well, but I think at this point, that's a complete misnomer.
How long ago did your opinion and other people's opinion change on the direction that he was going in?
Oh, from me, my perspective, I mean, I didn't really trust him from the beginning, and I didn't trust some of the people who worked for him because I worked with a couple of his lawyers and some of his volunteers and some of the organizations there, and it looked to me like a scam. So I will say that I didn't really ever support him, but I think a lot of people's views changed, after the neocons left office and after people realized that what the United States is doing around the world may not be helping. It may be hurting and undermining some democracies rather than helping them.
So one could say with a fair degree of accuracy that he's probably more influential than he should be in America. Anyway, we can chat about that in the next segment. We're done. Time for the news.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.